Moving forward with Animal ID. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. The development of a national animal identification system continues as USDA gains public input on a public-private partnership for a database, Christy Pettis reports.
The U.S. is making strides in fully implementing a national animal identification system, according to Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns, who says that consists of all 50 states, 5 tribes, and 2 U.S. territories.
The goal is to give us the ability to identify all premises and animals that have had contact with a disease of concern within 48 hours of discovery of that disease.
In response to confidentiality concerns expressed by producers, Secretary Johanns announced in August USDA's vision of a public-private partnership that allows the private sector to maintain animal movement data as part of the animal identification system. On October 12th, USDA held a public meeting in Kansas City regarding the privatization of an animal tracking database.
We also discussed the need for a new entity to be formed, representing all affected industry sectors, which will develop and provide oversight for the database.
Secretary Johanns says a national animal ID system is an important national security safeguard.
My attitude is that the USDA has certain needs to access the database. When we have a situation where we need to trace, whether it's a disease or whatever, we need through some type of cooperative arrangement to enter the database and see, to be able to trace that animal back and identify where that animal has been.
Beyond that, however, Johanns believes strongly that the system needs to be in the hands of the private sector. Reporting in Washington for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, I'm Christy Pettis.
Now, right now, the program is voluntary, but it's expected to be mandatory by 2009. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.